Mette Bendixson, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. So thank you so much for taking some time to talk us through this paper today. How did you get interested in looking at this in the first place?
So I'm a coastal geomorphologist, meaning that I study how the coast in Greenland responds to climate change. And we studied a few years back exactly this topic, how does the coast of Greenland respond to climate change? Because we know from the rest of the Arctic that the coasts are eroding. But what we found here was quite interesting. We found the exact opposite, that because of climate change, you have so much more melt coming from the Greenland ice sheet. And all of this additional melt creates bigger rivers, which can transport more sand and gravel. And this is deposited at the coast in these huge deltas, which are covered all over Greenland. And right after that, we learned about the global sand crisis.
And what do we know about why the coastline behavior is so different in Greenland from other areas of the Arctic?
It's because in the parts of the Arctic where you have the eroding coast, that erosion is taking place because of the permafrost that is thawing, destabilizing the ground. And at the same time, you have the diminishing Arctic sea ice, which causes wave activity to become more dominant throughout a longer period of the year. So those two factors causes the erosion. But in Greenland, you actually can consider the melting ice cap as a cap that just pours out sediment to the coast, causing this expansion of the coast, you can say.
So you were looking at this research from before, then at the global sand crisis or the increase in the demand for sand. Mm-hmm. Tell us about how you put the two together and why these sand deposits or these sediment deposits around Greenland might work to its advantage.
Yeah, so we published that work about the coast, the expanding coast in Greenland back in 2017. And right after that, just by coincidence, we learned about the Indian sand mafia and the world's need for sand. Sand is, besides oxygen and water, that's the most exploited natural resource by humans. So sand is really something that the world needs. And with increasing population, the sand demand is going to be increasing. So it was kind of obvious that Greenland has a lot of sand and the world is lacking sand. Why not try and look into whether this could be feasible? And at the same time, Greenland has sought for decades to diversify its economy, mainly through natural resource exploitation, oil and gas, uranium, gold. So this is, we're scientists discovering this. So we're suggesting that sand can actually be a valuable resource for Greenland. And then it's up to the country itself to find out if it's something they want to pursue or what they want to do with this knowledge.
Is there anything that might have to watch out for as they go ahead with this? Would there be environmental impacts or social impacts that would need to be explored the way it would for things like oil and gas?
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. You're touching upon some of the things that we also discussed in our work, that what is the environmental impact of doing so? Of course, mining natural resources, whether it's oil, gas, uranium, or sand, it always comes with consequences. It's just a matter of really doing a detailed environmental impact assessment on this before the policymakers decide that this is something they want to pursue. Also, we need to look into the economy of this. We're not economists, but we need to develop economic models that focus on the shipping of the sand, which we have not done. This is kind of like we're handing over the idea after having realized that this is a potential valuable resource for the country.
And you spent a lot of time in the paper as well talking about that, you know, if this was an idea that would go ahead, that a lot of work would have to be done to make sure it could coexist with things like the fishing industry and tourism. Tell us why you wanted to stress that.
I mean, Greenland, the backbone of Greenland's economy is the fishing industry, and they're increasing tourism, too. They want to focus more on tourism. And, of course, exploiting this sand should not interfere with those two important economies for the country. That is also something that must be addressed and investigated before taking into account. Because, of course, with climate change, you are going to see a different species composition, which does alter the fishing industry to some extent. making sure that those different industries, fishing, tourism, and sand, can coexist is actually is really essential.
And so what's next for you now? Is there other aspects of this that you want to look at, or are you going to be moving on to a completely different subject in a different area?
No, I'm really interested in this, both from the Greenlandic perspective, but also just looking at the sand as a global resource and a global scarce resource. But in terms of Greenland, we're actively initiating some research on future existence on these sand resources, and we want to try and establish future research collaborations on this topic to gain knowledge and include the Greenlandic researchers and population too.
Mette Bendiksen, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Oh, you're much welcome.